Welcome back to the Anime Summon Newscast. This is your favorite host of the most, I'm the Bomb, and it is October 30th, one day before Halloween. It is All Hallows Eve, so happy Halloween, my friends. By the time you listen to this, it'll be Halloween, so happy Halloween. Stay safe if you're trick-or-treating and things like that. You know what I saw online today? I saw a lot of people, just like, I saw this article, and it was like pictures from all over the country, of people building like these they take like PVC pipe and they put it from like their window down to like the front porch and put like a bowl at the end of the porch, and they just, it's a, that, you know, they just drop the candy down the thing and it lands in the bowl for the trick-or-treater. I thought that was really cute, you know. It's like oh, well, we want to keep kids safe, so let's drop candy down the, you know. Some people were saying like, oh, why not just put a bowl full of candy outside, which is usually what we do, but like, you know, this is a way for houses and to still greet trick-or-treaters, you know what I mean? So the bowl full of candy outside is what you do when you don't want to greet trick-or-treaters. But like I said, I thought that was really a great idea. I don't know who originally posted that idea, but yeah, that was cool. That was a great idea. Social distance trick-or-treating. Thought that was great. But yeah. But be safe. If you're going to a party, be safe. You know, don't dink and drance, all that good stuff. So, hell yeah. I got non-anime news, and then we'll take a break. Then we'll get into the anime news. I don't have a lot of non-anime news. I have a shit ton of anime news, though. So, let's just get right to it. Do it. Boot it. Booting. Ding, 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 dong, bing, ding, bing, dong, bing. That's my song I wrote for you. Take that into the studio. And it goes to number one. All right, here we go. Power Rangers enlists Titans Brian Edward Hill to pen the feature film. Brian Edward Hill is the writer of DC's Batman and the Outsiders and HBO Max's Titans, has been tapped to pen the script for E1 and Hasbro's forthcoming Power Rangers film. I don't know, man. The last Power Rangers movie was fucking cool, and then like all of a sudden it's just, nope. Like, why do people do that? You know? Like, why can't, I don't understand why can't, like, just like the rights be handed over, right? And then you keep the same actors or just hire the same actors. You know, it's like, I'm sure it's probably way more complicated than that. But still, I don't know. It just sucks because now it's just like a whole, it's like, oh, we're rebooting it again because, you know. And maybe they're just also doing it because the last one didn't do that well in the box office. It did okay, but I liked it. I liked it a lot. So I don't know, but we'll see. Evil Dead Rise, Bruce Campbell reveals new details about the reboot's hero. The Evil Dead star Bruce Campbell revealed details about the next iteration of the long-running horror franchise Evil Dead Rise, including its protagonist. He said, "Well, rebooting can be very confusing and frustrating and not always successful," Campbell told Alabama Life and Culture. "Reboot, sequel, remake, we have all these crazy terms. What we're doing now is we're saying, look, this is another Evil Dead movie. And that book gets around. A lot of people run into it, and it's another story. The main key with Evil Dead is they're just regular people who are battling what seems to be a very unstoppable evil, and so that's where the horror comes from. It's not someone who's skilled. They're not fighting a soldier. They're not fighting a scientist. They're not fighting anybody more than your average neighbor. This one is going to be a similar thing. We're going to have a heroine, a woman in charge, and she's going to try and save her family." I mean, that's pretty cool. Evil Dead is really cool. Apparently, Evil Dead Rise will star a new Ash, but Bruce Campbell may still appear in the film. So, I don't know. It might, you know, we'll never know. But Bruce Campbell, he has a lot to say in, like, a lot of the new Evil Dead stuff. So, he likes all of it. You know what I mean? So, it's just kind of like, I don't know. Bruce Campbell, I feel like his opinion matters. So, that's cool. Animorphs creators exit film adaptation over creative differences. Fuck. Anyway. We were hype about this a couple of newscasts ago, remember? Animorphs co-creator Michael Grant shared that the series' original creators won't be participating in its upcoming film adaptation. "With great sadness, we have decided not to participate further in the Picture Start effort," Grant tweeted on social media, announcing his decision to cut ties with the film. We may post a full explanation on Reddit later, but for now, let's go with creative differences, he added. The author then directed his followers to Rick Riordan's website discussing his experience with the Percy Jackson films. Later, Grant relayed a follow-up to tweet to fans, clarifying that PictureStart, the production company slated to produce the upcoming Animorphs film, isn't up to anything nefarious. Decisions we had hoped to be involved in were made without us as their legal right, he added. But we have a policy. We don't claim or accept credit for things we didn't actually do. He clarified further to this tweet as well, saying he wished the film the best, but due to the production company seemingly not creating enough space for the creators to share feedback, he felt it best to step away from the project overall, which echoed what creators like Riordan have said before about adapting written works with production teams who don't necessarily heed warnings nor openly look for feedback from the material's original creators. Riordan famously expressed disdain for the film adaptations of his popular books Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief and its sequel, Sea of Monsters, saying the film should be censored. Riordan is now involved in a separate adaptation of Percy Jackson coming to Disney Plus, which he believes will fix the problems with the movies. I mean, isn't this a fucking trend that we're seeing? This just happened with the new Avatar Netflix series. Like, the creators walked away because producers were not letting them do their thing. And I don't understand why producers feel the need to do this every time. It's like, are you not listening to, like, the people who consume the shit? Like, they just refuse to listen and take part in any kind of thing that will make it better. You know what I mean? And who knows? Like, maybe the creative choices they were making were the opposite, and the producer said, no, we want to do more like the original. Maybe it was that way, too. Who knows? But I don't know. It kind of always just seems like a bad idea to not have the original creators on hand, which is, like, super weird, too, because, like, on the other side of that, like, the King of Fighters film is the only example I can think of. But the King of Fighters live-action movie was done in Hollywood. Should have never been done that way, but it was. They had, like, one of the game's creators on hand, and that movie still turned into poop. So, it's honestly probably one of the worst video game adaptations ever. Like, films ever. Like, it's just terrible. But, anyway, yeah, that's a shame. We'll see. I was excited for it, but, you know, I'll still watch it, obviously. But, we'll see. Animaniacs, Call of Duty, Raya and the Last Dragon, and other trailers released this week. I mean, hell yeah, dude. Like, we got a lot of cool trailers for stuff. First of all, Animaniacs on Hulu. The animation looks damn near the same as the original. The voice actors are the same. It looks amazing. I'm so excited for it. There's like a little anime joke sequence in it. We're getting a new animated show from Creepshow, which is going to be on Shudder, which is a horror streaming service. The Mandalorian Season 2, which came out today, actually. There was, like, a weird Fire Emblem, like, trailer that we got because Nintendo Direct just fucking went ham or whatever. Yeah, I mean, just a bunch of sweet stuff. Rambo, Mortal Kombat. Raya and the Last Dragon. A new Disney animated film that takes place, like, in a dystopian Asia or something. It looks super sweet. That looks super dope. I'm excited for that. I can't wait to see that. Supernatural's ending. Bunch of shit, man. Bunch of shit. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited as hell for all of that. I can't wait for all of that stuff, man. Gorillaz, Damon Albarn offers a positive update on an animated Netflix film. Damon Albarn says the long-awaited animated Gorillaz film is very much in development and Netflix has agreed to release it. Gorillaz mastermind Damon Albarn revealed that the Virtual Band's animated film is still in development. Albarn, the voice musician and main creative force, along with artist Jamie Hewlett, behind the popular cartoon group, recently spoke with Radio.com after discussing the band's latest release, Song Machine Season 1, Strange Times. The subject turned to the long-awaited Gorillaz film. Well, we are supposed to be making a film while we're doing Season 2 of Song Machine. We signed contracts, we've begun scripts and stuff. For years now, there have been huge rumors of a film or television project involving the band. At one point, a 10-episode animated series was in the works. Apparently, a DreamWorks film also nearly became a reality, but the concept proved too challenging for the studio. Of course, that same issue still exists, according to Albarn. Making an animated film that's kind of abstract is quite a big risk for a movie studio because they're very expensive. If you're telling a slightly obtuse story that only sometimes makes sense, it's quite difficult. That's what we've discovered. I mean, that's very true. If anyone knows Gorilla's lore, it's a very, very confusing, crazy story. Not like Kingdom Hearts confusing, but like confusing enough. You know, like from how the band got together to Russell being possessed by musicians, to getting unpossessed, to Feel Good Inc. and then Noodle supposedly dying in Feel Good Inc. when it crashed, to Bruce Willis chasing him, to Plastic Beach, to Ace from Powerpuff Girls being the bassist for like 1 year, not even, to all of that. It's a very confusing story, and there's so many arcs, you know, within it. And I don't know what the film is supposed to adapt or what part of their timeline is supposed to take place. But if you love the Gorillaz, though, be excited for that, because I'm honestly fucking excited. New Godzilla Tales and Shorts collaborations announced by Toho. Toho. Ahead of Godzilla's 66th anniversary on November 3rd, Toho has announced its team up with a whole host of corporate partners to offer fans a variety of ways to celebrate their love of the iconic kaiju. New online videos will be released weekly by Nerdist on its YouTube channel through the end of the year, using archival clips from classic Toho movies and everything from faux exercise videos to infomercials of Godzilla as a professional exterminator for kaiju-sized pests. Yeah, man, Godzilla is just classic. Like, I mean, who doesn't love Godzilla? I want to know. I want to meet them. I want to punch them in the face. Amazon says you don't own digital movies, it's sold to you. Per its terms of service, Amazon Prime Video moved to dismiss a lawsuit by saying it only sells licenses to watch its shows, not own the content. Amazon Prime Video filed a motion to dismiss a class action lawsuit launched by a user complaining the content she buys from the service could be removed, with the company stating it doesn't sell the videos and only sells the licenses to watch them. See, this is why I don't buy videos on these services like that. If I ever want to own a movie, I will go and buy a Blu-ray of it. Don't ever do this stuff. Like, buying movies digitally like this is just, if it doesn't give you the option to download them, then don't do it. It's honestly just bad. It's bad. If it does not give you the option to download the movie, like download the actual video file, don't do it. I've only rented movies on Amazon before digitally, like digitally rent them, you know, like $3 to watch a movie that I want to watch. That's that, you know, I do that all the time, but like to actually buy digital videos on streaming services like that, don't do it. Don't ever do it. I would say that this is somewhat akin to like the Steam thing that came out like 7 years ago, where Steam had to update their terms of service and say, you do own the games, and every time you make a Steam account or whatever and you need to transfer your games over, you can. But if something were ever happened to us, you would not have them anymore, you know, or there could be a potential that you would not have them anymore. And, you know, that's a little different, because Valve is basically saying, look, if someone bought us out or we went defunct or we filed for bankruptcy or whatever, we don't know a way for you to actually have your games. So this, we're just updating the agreement to say that, because if the new company doesn't let you transfer your shit over, then, you know, we can't help you. You know what I mean? And so that makes a lot of sense, right? It's kind of akin to that. But this is straight up saying, this is straight up Amazon being like, nah, we don't do that. And that's kind of crappy. But anyway, don't do that. I hope you guys don't do that. Just pay a subscription for streaming services, or buy the Blu-ray or whatever, or sail the high seas, because legit. Halloween Kills trailer was dropped yesterday, which is the sequel to the 2019 Halloween, which is the sequel to the original first movie starring Jamie Lee Curtis, written by David Gordy Green, Danny McBride, Paul Brad Logan, and Chris Bernier. Love it. Love it. I'm going to be doing a solo cast for the patrons on my favorite horror movies. I probably will put this one on the list. I love it. I'm so excited for this one. And because it's supposed to be a trilogy, And the last one's supposed to be Halloween Ends. And Jamie Lee Curtis is a badass, even though she's kind of crazy. Her character's kind of crazy. So badass. I love it. I'm excited. Sony PlayStation 4. Assassin's Creed games won't work on PlayStation 5 and some other games, including Risk, Space Junkies, Star Trek, Bridge Crew, and Werewolves Within. Yeah, I don't care about those. I don't care about those games. Those games are stupid. Assassin's Creed, maybe I care about, but the rest of it I don't care about. biggest games releasing in November. So literally next week. Let's go. Faria for the PlayStation 4. Jurassic World Evolution for the Switch. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered. Hot Pursuit was a sick game. Really love Hot Pursuit. Tropico 6 for the Switch. Dead by Daylight. Destiny 2. Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition for the Xbox Series X. Gears 5 for the Xbox Series X. Gears Tactics. NBA 2K1. Planet Coaster Console Edition. Sukuna of Rice and Ruin. PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. We got Yakuza Like a Dragon. Borderlands 3 for the PlayStation 5, Bugsnax for the PlayStation 5, Demon's Souls for the PlayStation 5, Destiny 2 and Destiny 2 Beyond Light for the PlayStation 5. A lot of these are like the upcoming titles coming for PS5 and Xbox. Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity, Katamari Damacy Reroll for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, World of Warcraft Shadowlands, which got delayed, The Pathless, and Cyberpunk got delayed too. That was hilarious. Everyone lost their shit over that. Anytime people lose their shit over that stuff, it makes me laugh. Like, calm the fuck down. You know, it's a fucking game. Oh man, so fucking funny. Anyway, yeah, a bunch of stuff, man. Huge list. Speaking of which, Nintendo Direct, they always just sneak these directs. Like, they're just like, here we go, here's a direct right quick, up your butt, and you just don't even know it. The Nintendo Direct Mini Partner Showcase livestream revealed a new video on Wednesday for Grasshopper Manufacturer's No More Heroes 3 for the Nintendo Switch, and it also revealed that Xseed Games has released the first No More Heroes game and its sequel, No More Heroes 2 Desperate Struggle, for the Switch on Wednesday. I love these fucking games, man. Love these fucking games. And I'll tell you what. No More Heroes 2 is kind of whatever. But the first one. The first one, man. The first one is so good. So good. I'm excited for No More Heroes 3. He's got like this fucking... His bike. His bike has always been kind of like a shout out to Kaneda's bike from Akira. And in No More Heroes 3, he has a red one now that looks even more like it, so I'm excited for that. Looks super cool, man. I'm excited for that. Oh my god, I love No More Heroes. Travis Touchdown, the man, Travis Touchdown. San Diego Comic-Con will not sell badges for 2021 event. The organizers of the San Diego Comic-Con event recently updated the event's website to reveal that they will not sell badges for the 2021 event, which is currently scheduled to take place on July 22nd to the 25th. 2021, the organizers stated, due to the continuing uncertainty of public gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic, there will be no badge sales for Comic-Con 2021. With the cancellation of the 2020, badge holders were given the option to either receive or refund or roll over their badge to the 2021. For this reason, we do not believe it's possible to sell additional badges at this time. I mean, that makes sense, because like, if everybody, or at least more than half, did a rollover, which I'm sure a lot of people did, you know, you can't really start selling tickets like that. You know what I mean? Like, because then you just might overfill the fucking thing, and who knows what the pandemic's going to be like, you know, 6 months from now, 7-8 months from now. You know what I mean? Who knows? So hopefully it's, you know, calmed down by then, but with things going on recently, who fucking knows? But anyway, if you're San Diego Comic-Con ticket holder, I think you still have the option to do that. 1UP is a video game comedy about women in esports and Gamergate. Video game films are largely regulated to pure adaptations of existing games. Once in a while, though, you get films like 1UP, which uses gaming as a backdrop to tell a more personable story. The underdog comedy begins production this winter and centers on women in esports and the sexism that is often surrounding in it. Per The Hollywood Reporter, the upcoming film stars Paris Berlich, who is in Hubie Halloween and Alexa and Katie, as Vivian Lee, an esports player who quits her college team after enduring sexist behavior from her male teammates. At the risk of losing her scholarship, though, she's forced to summon her own team led by an enigmatic coach played by Ellen Page. The film is the first production by BuzzFeed Studios. Oh, wow. And is directed by Kyle Newman, who did Fanboys and Barely Lethal. The fledgling studio aims to produce socially relevant and high-concept films aimed at squarely at millennial and Gen Z audiences. Well, obviously, you know. But, you know, I think that's going to be pretty cool. Like, I would love to see that. Plus, Ellen Page is just a fucking amazing. So, I'm excited to see that. I'm also excited to see all the crybaby dudes are going to be like, oh, well, women shouldn't blah, blah, blah. That's part of the environment. Oh, okay. It's part of the environment to be a douche canoe. Got it. Anyway, speaking of douche canoes in video games, me and I call him Young Trey. Shout out to Young Trey. He's been a part of the Discord for a long time, and he's a Discord booster. We were playing Overwatch last weekend, and lately I've been having a lot of fun on Overwatch, especially during the Halloween event, and it's become pretty noticeably less toxic. Also, I don't know, maybe it's also because me and Trevor have, you know, learned to let go of being tilted at that game. But during the weekend, sometimes you get a sea of douches. And one thing he said, he was like, I have no idea what's going on today. There's a bunch of douches on here today. And me and him were just like trolling bitches. Whenever they would flame or get salty, we would just be like, you mad? And like just fucking troll them and shit. Because it's fucking funny. Like, it's a fucking game, right? And one thing I said, which I didn't even, like, realize until I said it, I was like, well, it's the weekend. Kids are home from school. So, or they're not in class right now, you know? And he was like, true. I was just like, because literally all the douchey people that I was coming across were, like, kids. And I knew it because they would speak on the voice chat, in-game voice chat. And I could just hear they sounded like some fucking 12-year-old. 13-year-old, and some of these kids were saying things like, I was playing a game and there was someone who left the match halfway through, and then a Mercy joined and she started using voice chat, and she was like talking, and she was like trying to like be like, oh, there's a McCree in the upper left, you know, whatever. She was like trying to help out, and this kid was like calling everyone on our team, because he was on our team, he was like saying we were all doing bad. He was saying things like, you should get cancer, nobody loves you, your parents don't fucking love you, or whatever. So I got on the mic, and I was like, this is a true story, okay? I'm legit not trying to brag about me trolling kids, okay? But I was not having it. As you guys know, I've been having a very bad couple of weeks. So, like, I was just not having it. I was not playing with this fucking kid. And I got on the mic, and I was like, your mom should have swallowed you. And fucking everybody was laughing. Everyone got on voice chat just to fucking laugh, and then the kid left the game right at the very end when we were about to lose anyway. So it was just like, seriously? And that probably was not appropriate to say to a 12, 13-year-old, whatever, how old he was. And, you know, so I apologize. But at the same time, like, dude, shut up. Like, if you're gonna sass, I'm gonna sass back. I'm gonna fucking clap you, because you need to get checked. Like, seriously, it's a fucking game. You know what I mean? Like, we're there to have fun, and if you're gonna be a little bitch, you're gonna be a little salty crybaby, then you need to check yourself, because it's a fucking game. You know what I mean? So, anyway, shout out to that kid. His name was Instincts on Battle.net. He plays Genji, so if you want to go fuck with him, you should. It was really funny, because, like, at the last half of that match, I just started throwing it just to mess with that kid. But anyway, fuck that kid. Fuck you. If you're listening to this, fuck you. Don't listen to my podcast. Anyway. Oh, man. You're grounded, you little kid. I hope you're grounded. I hope your mom grounded you, jackass. Anyway, so let's get into the anime news. Oh, my God. Sam, don't be a bitch. Okay, sorry. Sorry, everyone. Let's get into the animated, shall we? Let's take a small break right here. links.animesummit.net. And also check out T-Paz. Go get some matcha tea. Use code anime at checkout. And yeah, do it to it, do it to it. And I just want to explain something to you guys really quick. Because last weekend, I was supposed to put out another newscast because we were supposed to start going back to weekly. And for those of you who are in the Discord, you heard what happened to me. But basically, I got fucked online in an online scam. And I was really salty about it. And it was really shitty. And not only that, but just a plethora of other things on top of my car accident and everything that happened. And people, for everyone who DM'd me and was checking on me, and even those who were just checking on me in the chat, in the Discord, the Anime Summit Discord, I really appreciate it. I love you guys so much. Like, I really feel like we're fam in there, and you guys are always looking out for me, and I really appreciate it. And especially to Nick and Danny, who gave me this week off of recording just to let me kind of mentally gather myself. And I've been doing better. I had a therapy session yesterday that was really good, and I'm just going to keep going because I have nothing else to do except to keep going. So just remember that if you're ever feeling super low, just remember that I got real close. I got in the past year, this past 2020, I have gotten so close to the edge several times, and you can come back from it. Like, I'm not gonna fucking tell you that cheesy shit like, oh, it gets better. Like, yeah, of course it does, fucking yeah. But I will tell you that I don't know when that's going to happen, but you can come back from it. And if you need to follow my voice to do it, you can follow mine. You can punch me. You can yell at me. You can talk to me on Discord. Shit. You can even message. I'll name a couple cool people that you can message right now. Danny. You can message Danny. Trisha. Trisha's really cool. The Anime Brothers from the Anime Brothers podcast. Like, they're really cool to talk to. Like, those guys listen so well. They're very fucking cool. There's a patron on our Discord named Jeremy and Sean. Both of those guys are really cool. They message me all the time, checking on me. They're really cool. Really cool people. There's a ton of us in there. Like, literally in our Anime Summit Discord, there's a ton of us in there. We're all just looking out for each other, messaging each other, even in the DMs, talking to each other. You know, making sure we're all good, making sure we're good with the homies, everything. So, like, legit, like, just join the Discord, man. If you ever feel like you need a space to go, you know, you feel jaded by your IRL friends, just come here. Hang out with us. You know, we're chill. So let's get into the anime news, okay? Oh, also, if you want to become a patron, patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron today. Give a Smokey his wings, would you? Of course, I got a big piece at the end, but I just want to start with this. The band The Misfits, really cool punk band. I love punk. I love punk rock. Shout out to Mitch from Talkin' Anime, who's getting me back into ska music. Talkin' Anime podcast, you should go listen. Misfits did a collab with Junji Ito. So it's basically Misfits merch drawn by Junji Ito. I don't know how else to tell you how sick that is. It's just super dope. I can't even begin to tell you how dope that is. But yeah, I'm gonna see if I can cop this bandana. It's like a Misfits skull, but drawn by Junji Ito. Super dope. There's hoodies. There's a shirt. I mean, it looks like Misfits merch. You know, like legit. But it's drawn by Junji Ito. It's just, God, whatever, dude. That's so fucking cool. Hell yeah. Nintendo and Koei Tecmo announced Buddy Mission Bond. The character designs are being handled by Murata Yusuke. For those who don't know, he did One Punch Man. And, yeah. But, yeah, you play a police officer aiming to become a hero. And It's like a fucking, like, a police story. I don't know. It looks fucking cool, man. It looks really cool. And plus, like, the character designs, obviously, just look super cool. I'm excited for that. Of course, you know, Nintendo Mini Direct that happened. They're just kind of squishing it in there. Precure Miracle Leap film teases revelations with video on opening day. There's also going to be another film, right? Another Precure film? Isn't there, like, another one coming out, too? Yeah, Healing Garden. Precure Healing Garden. So check that out. Retro Crush adds Kimiguri Orange Road, Cyborg 009, and Kite Liberator. Also, Dragon Half. Yes. Oh, my God. Dragon Half on November 13. You guys have to watch Dragon Half. For the love of poop, seriously, watch Dragon. Like, oh, my God. I'm so fucking excited. I'm going to see if we'll fucking watch this and review it for you guys. I fucking love it. And also, Kite Liberator is fucking sick. Also, go Shogun the Time at Tranger. Retro Crush. So check out Retro Crush. Retro Crush is free, by the way. It just has ads. So like it, but it's a free anime streaming service. So but and it's also on the Apple Store, Android, Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Apple TV, and smart TVs, and on your browser, obviously. So like there's apps for it and shit. Like Retro Crush is sick. It's super sick. So Alita Battle Angel film is gonna return to U.S. theaters on October 30th. So today, I don't know why. They didn't say why, but cinema chain Cineworld and Regal revealed earlier this month that they are temporarily closing due to the ongoing coronavirus disease, but chains AMC and Cinemark will remain open and view the film. So there you go. Yeah, I'm not sure why. Redo of Healer TV Anime's first promo reveals theme song artist, January 2021 premiere. The revenge fantasy story centers on Kayarga, a healer who is used and tossed around by his fellow adventurers on assumption that healers cannot fight on their own. However, when he achieves the ultimate healing magic and heals the world itself, he goes back 4 years to redo his life. That's kind of interesting. That's actually really interesting. And plus, it's not an isekai. It's like an actual fantasy anime. So that's exciting. Kimono Jihen anime premieres on January 10th. We've talked about this one before. That cool kid with the black outfit. Super cool. The manga starts in a quiet rural village where many domestic animals die a natural death in a strange incident. To resolve the incident, an odd-looking man from Tokyo who goes by the name Inogami comes to the town to investigate. In the town, he meets a young boy who has a mysterious air about him called Dorotabo. So yeah, there you go. Disney's Star Smash game, designed by Tenjo Tenge Bakumanagari, manga artist, previewed in Tatsunoko's anime video. the characters honestly look like the character designs actually honestly look like Kingdom Hearts characters, and even like the little rod things they use. But they play a game called Starball. So the game's story follows you and his Red Braves team in a futuristic sport known as Starball, with Disney characters from various animated films serving as buddy AI characters for the team. Mickey serves as the buddy AI for the Red Braves. Yoshitsugu Matsuka, Naotaya Yamamurasai, and Katsuyuki Konishi star in the game as Yu, Kei, Shin, and Koya, respectively. But yeah, so it's almost like lacrosse. It looks like lacrosse. And the characters' designs, like the little rods they use to hit the ball around, they actually kind of look like Keyblades a little bit. And Mickey is like the buddy AI of the main team. But I still love the design. I mean, it looks really fucking cool. The song of the anime little tray that they made with it is Stardom by Mrs. Green Apple, which they did Inferno, which is the first opening to Fire Force. Very cool band, very cool song, and actually the little animation that goes with it is super cool. So yeah, check that out. It was done by Tatsunoko Production. So Netflix teases Trey's Filipino animated show for 2021. By the way, I have a lot of Netflix news, so if you get sick of that, I'm sorry. But there's a lot of Budflix on here. So a lot of anime in Budflix jail. Here we go. Netflix Anime Festival 2020, that's why, announced that the animated adaptation of the Filipino graphic novel Trayze, will be released worldwide on the streaming service in 2021. It also revealed a teaser screenshot depicting the heroine Alexandra Trayze, shown below. Shanti Harmain and Tanya Yusan at Jakarta and Singapore-based studio Base Entertainment are producing the animated show, with J. Olivia, or Oliva, as the executive producer. And, yeah, it centers on Alexander Trees, a supernatural investigator who solves crimes in the city of Manila, where figures from Filipino mythology interact with the modern world. So, yeah, there you go. Taiko no Tatsujin Rhythmic Adventure Pack game comes to Switch on December 3rd. Excited for another Taiko drum game. I don't know if it's coming to North America yet. And you know what? I don't know how it's going to play on. How will that play on a Switch Lite? I really want a new Taiko drum game. There's a PlayStation 4 one, isn't there? Oh, yeah. Taiko no Tatsujin Drum Session on PS4 in America's. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I should get the new one. I don't have the new one. I do have the PS2 one, which is also super fun. Mega House holds Mega Hobby Expo online event. Bandai's Mega House Corporation will hold the Mega Hobby Expo online from October 30th, so today it's November 1st. In place of its annual physical Mega Hobby Expo event, the virtual convention will feature figure and product reveals, interactive events, and booths from toy and figure companies including Alter, Hobby Japan, Kotobukiya, Aniplex Plus, Dengeki Hobby Web, Lacorn, Yoyogi Animation Gakuin, and Mimiyoi. The event will highlight upcoming releases for franchises such as Cyber Formula, Demon Slayer, Digimon Adventure, Mobile Suit Gundam, and One Piece. Attendees will be able to preview figures with a 360 review. The event website and its content will remain accessible until November 16th. So I don't know if we can do that, like in the North Americas or in the UK. I don't know if we can go on there and look. But I assume we're going to be seeing it like float around. I'll be talking about them on next week's newscast. But anyway, just giving you that as a little teaser, I guess. Disgaea 6 Defiance of Destiny Games second promo video streamed. I always love the little anime videos that they make with the fucking Disgaea games. What I like about this one, though, is that the protagonist, the main character, is a zombie. He's a little zombie boy. So I like that. Normally, it's always like a demon or a really strong demon who's like the head of the netherworld or something like that. So like the first game, you play Laharl, who is the heir to the throne of the netherworld. The second one, you actually play a human who's a demon slayer, but then he sides with the netherworld guys. And then the third one, you play a netherworld demon who goes to school, and he's actually like an A student because he skipped school. He's like so, you know, he's so bad at school that he's actually doing really good because it's the netherworld. And then the fourth and fifth one, I think you play demons again. No, the fourth one, you play Valvatores, who's a vampire. But he's also a demon. He's like considered a demon. But like, it's really cool that this one you play a little zombie, a little girl, a horse, and a zombie. Anyway, I love Disgaea. I'm excited for that one. BEM Become Human film. Funimation is going to stream that bitch. They announced it on Wednesday, starting Thursday at 12. Oh, so it's already streaming on there. Geki Choban BEM Become Human. So if you got Funimation, let me know how that is. Probably sucks. Anyway, Warlords of Sigurdrifa anime cast, Marina Inoue, Kanon Takao, and Mayu Sagara. This is like Plain Girls, right? Yeah, Plain Girls. I'm excited for Plain Girls. I'm excited for Plain Girls, and I'm excited for Train Girls. Because all these girls look super cute. In the anime original story, the Pillars suddenly appeared above Earth, threatening all life. A god who called himself Odin came to the aid of humanity as it was driven to near complete defeat. To counter the Pillars, Odin declared a counterattack by bequeathing humanity with the Battle Maidens, Valkyries, and the Hero Craft as their wings. Several years later, the battle between humanity and the Pillars rages on, with men supporting the Valkyries as they soar through the treacherous skies to save the world. Japan is no exception. Three Valkyries confront the giant pillar looming over sacred Mount Fuji. Each Valkyrie is skilled, but each also has issues, and now an ace pilot has arrived from Europe. These are actual planes, like a P-51D, an F-7F. The main character, Yayoi Amatsuka, is really cute, and she wears short shorts, and we like short shorts, so... Sorry, I didn't mean to perp out there. Crunchyroll to stream Given anime film in 2021. And we finally got a trailer, thank God. So excited for this. Given is super sick. We've been hyping up this film for a long time, so you already know all about that. But there is now a trailer, and Crunchyroll announced on Tuesday that it will stream the anime film beginning in 2021. So if you want to hear a podcast app or even just like an AO review app of me and Danny reviewing it, because I don't know if Nick's going to watch it. Nick might watch it. I don't remember if he finished Given, did he? I don't remember, but... Kazuhiro Yonada directs Kageki Shoujo TV anime for 2021 premiere. This, I love this art design. It looks super cute. I love it so much. I love the character design of the main girl. The sub-character design was done by Erekyo Aida, Akira Takada, and Takao Maki. Art director and art setting was Hiromichi Tanegawa. They've done a lot of stuff. Very cool. Hiromichi Tanagawa has done Hunter x Hunter Last Mission. He did Hunter x Hunter 2011. Gintama, Flying Princess of Secret Island, Lupin the Third. He's on Magic of Stella. A lot of One Piece. He did the Tatami Galaxy background art and some of the background art in Night of Short Walk On Girl. Very cool. I'm very excited for this. It's based on a manga like the Takarazuka Revue. The young women who got to the Arts Academy Koku Kageki High School play all the parts of musical theater, be they female or male. Narada Ai is a jaded former idol performing female roles. Her roommate playing male roles is bright-eyed country girl Watanabe Sarasa. From the school to the stage to the rest of their lives, there is no challenge these young women can't face with their passion or performance. It looks super cute. I'm so excited to give that a try. As someone who was once a theater kid, because, you know, all emo goth kids were fucking theater kids, I'm kind of excited for that. And that's the reason why I like to review Starlight a little bit, too. Vampire in the Garden anime reveal staff 2021 debut teaser screenshots. This is Wit Studios' original anime, Vampire in the Garden, is going to be on Butflix. Some of the art style kind of reminds me of Ghibli a little bit. The anime tells the story of two girls, Momo and Fine, from different backgrounds who meet by chance. A story about an unlikely friendship between a human and vampire race that intertwines with the power of music. So yeah, there you go. So wait, this is a movie, yeah? Is this a movie? Or a series? It doesn't say. Did I say series? I think it's a movie. But yeah. Here's another butt flicks. High-Rise Invasion survival horror manga gets anime series in February 2021. Dude, I saw this trailer. This looks cool. I did not know this was like a manga or whatever. But it looks super cool. It's called High-Rise Invasion. And it's basically a survival horror death game story. And it's created by Sabina Miura, who also did Ajin Demihuman. High school student Yuri Hanjo finds herself lost in an abnormal space where countless skyscrapers are connected by suspension bridges and masked figures. Mercilessly slaughter their confused and fleeing victims. To survive in this hellish world, she has two choices. Kill the masked figures or be killed. Yuri is determined to survive in order to destroy this irrational world, but what will be her ultimate fate? Yeah, no, it's basically like, think of a downtown city, right? But instead of the battle royale taking place in the city, it's taking place on the roofs of the city, and all the buildings are connected by suspension bridges, and it's like, fuck the what? Like, it's fucking crazy, man. Here's more butt flicks. Rilakkuma returns with Rilakkuma's Theme Park Adventure. If you've never seen Rilakkuma on Netflix, it is a claymation anime about Rilakkuma and her and his roommate. I don't know. Oh yeah, Kaoru is okay. So yeah, this is a sequel to the other one then. So Kaoru is with them along with Rilakkuma and Kiriatori. So hell yeah, yeah. The original one's called Rilakkuma and Kaoru. It's super cute. If you've never watched it, they're really short. Here's some more Budflix. Budflix reveals Spriggan anime series new teaser trailer. I'm excited for this. I love Spriggan. I love Yuaminai. Fucking amazing. It's based on a manga that centers on Yuaminai, who is a high school student who is also a Spriggan, an agent charged by the Arkham Corporation to protect the ancient relics of an advanced older civilization from falling into the hands of states and entities who wish to misuse them. Takeshige wrote the Spriggan manga with artist Minagawa beginning in 1989. Viz Media published edited three versions of the manga's 11 volumes as Striker in North America from 1998 to 1999. The manga inspired an anime film in 1998 produced by ADV Films for an English dub. I don't know if this one is going to, because it's going to be a series, right? I think this is going to be a series. And in the movie, I've never read the manga, but in the movie, they're trying to stop this organization from activating Noah's Ark and controlling the weather. With the power of Noah's Ark, they can control the weather. And it's like this little fucking weird really high IQ genius kid who's like trying to like take over Noah's Ark. The kind of shitty thing is that it's a CG anime, and it looks like, you can tell, like, it looks like the fucking bad kind of CG. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully it's not bad. I love Spriggan, so hopefully they don't fuck it up. Here we go. Netflix anime, again, doing an adaptation of the manga, The Way of the House Husband. If you've never read this manga, it is very cool. I have to finish it. But follows a retired Yakuza member known as Immortal Tatsu, who is living out his post-crime career as a house husband. He still manages to find his way into trouble from time to time, except it's in the grocery store aisle instead of some back alley. But yeah, you should read it. It's really good. And then also, more Netflix news, Pacific Rim The Black, which is a CG anime film. Robots fighting kaijus, Pacific Rim. There you go. Vinland Saga gets crossover manga with Assassin's Creed Valhalla game. That's pretty cool. I don't know if that's worth mentioning. I mean, it seems like it'd be cool. I'm excited. There is going to be a new Steins Gate game coming out. It's called... Actually, it doesn't... You don't know what it's called yet. It just says Steins. They released a little teaser that said Steins, and then like the second part is bleeped out. But it does take place in the Science Adventure Project. So that is exciting. Hell yeah. So here's the big piece. Here we go. Here's the big Johnson. Nikkei Asia reported on Friday that Sony has entered into final negotiations to acquire Crunchyroll. The website reported that Sony could end up spending more than 100 billion yen, which is about $957 million. Sony had reportedly previously gained the exclusive right to negotiate for it. The technology website The Information reported in August that AT&T offered Crunchyroll to Sony for $1.5 billion. The Information stated then that Sony reportedly balked at the price, which effectively values the streaming service at $500 per subscriber. Entertainment news source Variety then reported a few days later that AT&T had set an asking price of at least $1 billion for its sale of Crunchyroll. Variety stated that AT&T was shopping the company to multiple potential buyers aside from Sony. So, yeah. Sony buying everything is scary. And I'm not going to get into that discussion again, because we've talked about monopolies and buying this streaming service and selling that streaming service and one company owning everything. We've talked about that multiple times on this newscast. Yeah, I'm so fucking tired of it. I yawned. We don't know yet. Hopefully, we'll know soon. But we will see. I'm hoping to go back to newscasts weekly now. I'm okay. I'm doing okay. I feel better. I'm glad that people checked up on me. I love you guys so much. I love all the listeners, like, not just the people in our Discord or the patrons. I love all of you guys so much for continuing to listen. And after the holidays, we are going hard. After we're planning for AnitubeCon Winter 2020 soon here. That's going to be in December. And after the holidays, man, we're about to blow the fuck up for real. I'm about to go super hard in it and figure some shit out and bring more stuff to everybody, more stuff to the patrons. And I love you guys. Seriously, thank you so much for supporting us and supporting me, Nick, and Danny, and everyone. I just really appreciate it. So if you want to hear more newscasts, and if there's something on the newscast that you didn't hear that you want to hear more about, let me know. Let me know on Discord, and let Nick or Danny know on Anime Summit Twitter at Anime Summit Podcast. And hit us up. That being said, I've been Sam, and this has been the Anime Summit Newscast.